Welcome to the Gear Garage Live Show. This weekly YouTube show covers whitewater rafting, river safety,
oh God, I lost my paddle,
gear, and anything else Zach feels like rambling on about.
Welcome back to the Gear Garage Live Show. I've been off for about a week or so, maybe a little bit longer, and have a lot to cover today, so I'm going to jump right into it. And we have two things I'm going to cover, the new flip lines, and the new flip lines I just got that I want to talk about that I sell on our store, riverhardware.com. And then we have two questions. Pretty simple. If you do have a question, throw in the comments. I'll get to it. This is going to be a quick show because I only have two questions to answer. But before we get started, I do want to talk about these flip lines I just got. And they just came today. They're from Europe. These are the Palm flip lines. Palm is a British paddling brand, and they make really good stuff we can't really get here. They're pretty minimal. They're pretty light. I've been rocking these ones for a while, the Blue Water Titan slings. They're also pretty light and minimal, but this is even thinner, and it's pretty strong. Like, you could use either of these for some sort of raft anchor or whatever. So these are available. I'll show you where to get them in a sec. I also got these. These are a little bit beefier ones, and I like to – this is actual webbing. I'll actually shove this in my PFD and pull it out really quick, and I can just, you can just throw it out, and you have, like, a quick, like, 10-foot thing to get somebody. So these are from Palm. They're pretty beefy, but if you want something even more minimal as a flip line, I have these available. They are at riverhardware.com, where I just got a bunch more stuff today that's on. I was sold out of a bunch of stuff, so I'm going to just walk through it. This is our sponsor of today's show. The first thing is this new rafting PPE tab that has both of these, the snake sling and the cobra sling. This one's a snake sling. This one's a cobra sling. But I also have a handful of these Palm Nevis PFDs. You really can't buy these in the U.S. I only have a few. If this is something you've wanted, they're pretty slick. I've been wearing mine. I'm not going to explain why they're great. I just like them. One thing of note is the extra large double XL has 18 pounds of flotation. So not as much as the new Nevis or the new Astral Indus, but it's more than most PFDs for a larger person. And it's designed for kayaking, but I really like it rafting too. So I have a handful of these. The other thing I just stocked back up with is throw bags. And so I was pretty much sold out of most of these throw bags, and I have a few more in stock. So if you've been waiting for one of these, it's sold out, grab it now. And with that, let's get started with the show. And I would say if you're going to make an order, do it today or tomorrow, because I'm about to leave town for 5 days. So stuff may not ship because our customer service here at River Hardware is terrible. So that's word from our sponsor. I want to also note, if you're listening to this as a podcast, cool, great. We love to have you as a podcast listener. Please note, this is intended as a YouTube video show. And so we're going to talk about stuff on video, and you're going to miss out. But you may be listening to this on podcast, and I will do my best to speak clearly and enunciate things for those of you that are listening to this as a podcast. So with that, let's get started with our first question, which is, as a novice boater, I've been doing a lot of homework on Z-drag techniques. When pulling in a boat with a Z-drag, there is a lot of emphasis on dispersing the tension across multiple D-rings to not pop one off. No one mentions attaching ropes directly to the raft frame. Why would this be a bad idea, or is it? Great question. I first want to preface with, I think we get too excited about Z-drags, and it's something we should probably know for sure, but I would rather have you doing a lot of homework on throw bag techniques, pulling people into a boat, proper wear. That's safety. That's rescue. Using a Z-drag, it can be used to rescue people, but it's pretty rare. It's usually equipment retrieval. Your boat's stuck. It's not a threat to life. And so, I mean, interesting thing to learn, fun to learn. But as a novice boater, I'd really rather you focus on other things that actually rescue people. Again, I'm just going to repeat some things. Throw bags, good swimming technique, pulling yourself back in the boat, pulling others in the boat, and then good boat spacing and boat order. So with that said, learning how to do a Z-drag or a Z-rig or Z-drag, whatever you want to call it. Using multiple D-rings is key. And that's the beauty of actually, just to give another talk about these flip lines, there's a really great way to do a two-point anchor with these little flip lines. It's super quick. And that's why I'd like to have one of my PFD, because if I'm the one stuck, I can attach it to two D-rings. This will attach to two. To do three, you usually need 30 feet of webbing. It depends on the D-rings, of course. Like if it's a boat that has hardly any D-rings, it's hard to do. I've noticed a lot of the modern boats, they skimp on the D-rings, which makes it hard to pull on them. Anyway, back to the question. Nobody mentions attaching ropes directly to the frame. Yeah, I've done that before. And what happens, and you may not believe this, you end up pulling the frame. And it turns out there's a lot more give between the frame and the boat than you think. So I've heard rescue instructors teaching attaching to the frame. My guess is they never tried it in the real world. You end up just like moving the frame and not the boat. And the cam straps that hold the frame to the raft are not that strong. Like these webbing things we have are strong. Cam straps are not strong. Plus they are frayed sometimes. They get worn out. And so you're depending on the strength of the cam strap to pull. So what I would say is don't just attach to the frame. It does. I've tried it. It doesn't work that well. But if you're desperate, do one D-ring and then the frame. You need some solid attachment to the boat. I've done two D-rings and the frame was a third point before, and that worked really well. But just the frame, you'll find yourself moving the frame much more than you think. That's for rafts. If you're pulling a cataract off, I would then use the frame because there's no floor. It's a whole different thing. And the way the cataract tubes are attached to frames, I think on a cataract, attaching the frame is smart. But on a raft, I wouldn't suggest it. So I'm going to say it's a bad idea. Of course, I'm not a rescue instructor, so you may want to talk to a certified rescue instructor for actual real advice. Okay, next question. Here we go. Amazon seat update. Zach, you mentioned you bought the Amazon tractor seat as the potential NRS replacement. Have you used it, and do you have any feedback? I haven't had a chance to use it, unfortunately. I bought two different Amazon tractor seat replacements. Both of them are sweet. I would say they're sturdier than the NRS ones. The NRS ones have been getting cheaper and cheaper. And so I have several that have fallen apart I have to fix. Like they come unglued. They're cheap. Let's just say they're cheap. And the ones you buy online are sturdier. They're better made. You just feel them. And you're like, this is a well-made seat. The downsides are they don't have drain holes, which I'm not sure how important the drain holes are. And they're black. And so they get warm and they're heavier, which is good because they're heavy duty, but they do weigh a little bit more. So if you don't mind the lack of drain holes or black, which could, you know, if it gets hot, it could hurt. You just pour some water on it, it'll be fine. There's a lot of water in rivers, so that seems fine. And you don't mind that it's a little heavier, I would just go Amazon tractor seat. They cost less and they're more sturdy. I'm a fan. So that's the only the question, unless those of you have questions here. Oh, I see Sean has one. Okay, so let's go. The transport hitch than pulling a vector creates far more mechanical advantage than Z-Rig and much simpler. Sean, I am going to disagree with you here. And I know there are certified swiftwater rescue instructors teaching this technique. And they're like claiming things about the math here. But I'm going to say this, I would not suggest this. And I've put a lot of thought in the vector pull this year. And we've been teaching a lot of rescue and been using it practically. And first of all, the transport hitch is something nobody can remember. Like you might remember it because you just took a class, but like I forget it. Like it's tricky. It's just like it's tricky. And so I think most people just forget the transport hitch. And so I'm not a fan of it, the transport hitch. It's cool. And if you remember it, it's super cool. And then the vector pull is only good for to like, I think it's like 20 degrees and then it actually gets worse. And so if you move the boat even a little bit or they're stretching the rope or there's stretching your knots, you're going to move it enough to where the angle gets big. It is very hard to do a vector pull in reality. And so I don't think it's theoretically really cool. Like theoretically on a piece of paper in the classroom, I think the vector pull is great. In the real world, it's messy. It's really messy. So I'm not a fan of the transport hitch. It's cool. It's a cool trick. It's a fun thing to do. It's a cool trick for sure. But most people can't remember it. I'm not a fan of the vector pull because I don't think it's actually practical. No matter. And I know I shouldn't say that because there's like, I'm just a river guide, right? I'm not a certified rescue instructor. And so you probably shouldn't listen to me, but that's my opinion. So I'm going to share it. My one big thing, and Hold on. The transport hitch and the pulling vector has far more advantage than Z-Rig. That's not true. That's just not true. Like, the Z-Rig is theoretically 3-to-1. I think the transport hitch is actually, I think I did the math once, and I think the transport hitch is actually 3-to-1 as well. I forget, but the transport hitch is like doing a Z-Rig. You can do a Z-Rig and a vector as well. And so a vector pull is theoretically infinite mechanical advantage at when it's 180, but it's never there. And it goes to negative. Like, once you get past, I forget what the degrees are, like 20 degrees, it's actually worse than 1-to-1 because people pull on it really hard and they get the big angle. They don't know how to use it. I'm not going to go into this too much, but I'm just not a fan. So the transport hitch, I'm going to say, is equal to a Z-Rig, and the vector is just something you do once you get a tight rope. I want to talk about the advantages of the Z-Rig real quick, because I feel like there's a lot of people talking about vector pulls and things and different techniques. And the Z-Rig is something everybody can learn and remember. And I'm sorry, it's something that everybody can learn and remember. And it's what people generally know. And so what is difficult, I think, on a rescue is when half the people learned how to do a Z-Rig and half the people learned how to do a transport hitch. And then we don't have like a common agreement, not a common language. I feel like the Z-Rig or Z-Drag, whatever you want to call it, is something that everybody generally learns in rescue classes. And it's common knowledge. And so because of that, I really like it. I'm like, go set up an anchor. Why? Oh, we're doing a Z-Rig. Cool. People understand that. As soon as you're like, we're going to do a vector pull, we're going to do a transport hitch, you start losing people. And then you become the only one that knows how to do the thing. And the transport hitch is something, again, you can learn in a class and probably repeat a week later. But if you're in the field 2 years later, you're just not going to remember. It's really weird how it works out. Okay. I also think you can almost always unstick a boat without ropes. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Most boats that are stuck, you don't need ropes. You're just like, deflate some tubes, push and pull, it comes off, right? So I think if I'm going to go mechanical advantage, I am not going to use a transport hitch, and I'm probably not going to use a vector pull. What you can do, I think is smart, is use the 3-to-1 to get a tight line, and then sometimes just add a little vector pull, just a little bit. But I wouldn't make the vector pull my main thing. With friction on a transport hitch, Google says it's 1.6-to-1. Yeah, I mean, with friction on a Z-Rig, it's actually like 1.9 to like 2.5-to-1. I think with really good equipment and perfect situation, it's like 2.5-to-1 maybe. And that's perfect equipment. I think most times I've tested a 3-to-1, it's actually 2.2-to-1 in reality. So yeah, the transport hitch has a lot of friction because there's no pulleys. It's just using like friction and stuff. So realistically, like it's a fun way to get a line tight and to hold and hold progress. And it's a cool party trick for sure. And I could see maybe using it if I remember how to do it. But I really am not stoked on people learning that as a rescue technique. Now, Sean, you can disagree with me. I'm not a rescue instructor, so I don't have the like official pedigree you would need to talk about this stuff. So I should probably be quiet, but I'm not going to be quiet because I've thought about this a lot and I've played with this stuff a lot. And I've done this a lot in the real world and know what happens if people are using different techniques. So, okay. I think we're almost done for today. Noel, good to see you, man, by the way. Good to see you for the show. While we have a few minutes and if anybody has questions, throw them in there. We'll close this thing down. I want to go back to River Hardware again, really quick, because I'm super digging this project. It's been really fun to ship people stuff. Every time I put something in the mail, I'm like, somebody is getting good stuff. And this is just me like finding the best stuff on the planet and making it available. So a couple of fun things we have out there, these adapters for the blowers, of course. And I've ordered things like Orlites and Orlocks, so you can buy the good ones for me. Definitely if you get Orlocks, get Sawyer Orlocks, no matter where you get. These cool Thord handles that we made for our trips, I'm like, hey, I can sell those to other people. They might want those good ones too. All kinds of river rescue gear, the stuff. This is all the high quality stuff. And I have more Rock Exotica pulleys coming soon. These are the really high quality, awesome pulleys I'd suggest. And I'm going to work on getting whistles and knives here eventually. It's kind of fun to have stuff that people use day to day. Northwest Drafting Company stuff, like this cool hat I'm wearing right now. Check it out. and a few books. So it's been a fun project. If you're interested in buying something, check it out. And with that second advertisement, we're going to close this show down. Thank you all for watching, for supporting the show. I'll be on the river all next week, so we won't have a show next week, but I'll try to do one maybe over the weekend, potentially. When I get back, if there's questions submitted, I'll get to one over the weekend. And yeah, thanks everybody for watching, and we'll see you all in a week-ish.